This is the Radio Academy podcast. My name is Christian Hugill. And if you're new to us, every week we bring you a story from something interesting going on in the world of radio, podcasts and audio. If you love listening to stuff, then this is for you. Now, we also hope to teach you something along the way, whether it's how to have a long career on youth music radio with Scott Mills last week, or how to tell unbelievable stories from occasionally traumatic times with the team at the British Forces Broadcasting Service. That one was a few weeks back, and after you've done with this pod, there are loads more to scroll back through. But this week, we are talking about an absolutely key part of radio and an area where I've spent most of my career. The news.
Hello, I'm Jackie Leonard, and you're listening to The Newsroom from the BBC World Service. Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 for the second time this month. He shared the news on Twitter in a video statement which showed him standing on a White House balcony with his dog Commander at his side.
Most news on the radio is targeted at a local area, a regional area, or one country. But the BBC World Service is broadcast to hundreds of millions of people globally. And its flagship news show, The Newsroom, has the tricky task of summing up what's going on in planet Earth in less than half an hour. One of its main presenters, Jackie Leonard, is also part of the team which makes the Global News podcast, which has consistently been at the very top of the BBC's most listened to podcasts charts. It is celebrating 15 years on air, so I decided to chat with Jackie about how to make news for the whole world.
At the end of the newsroom, you should know what's going on and why and, if applicable, what's being done about it. It's half an hour, but basically because of the news bulletin at the top and the various other strictures that we have, we only have 23 minutes to play with. And we want to get a good story count in there, so sort of 7 or 8 stories. So the trick of it is that it has to sound smooth and conversational. There is no time for self-indulgence, though, so you've probably got about 2 minutes, tell your piece, and you're done. Obviously, the agenda moves around the world depending on where is awake and generating news. But you don't want any one edition to be too focused on only one part of the world. And so you also want to sort of ask yourself when you're looking at what's going to make the programme, would we cover this story about the UK or Europe or the US if it was happening somewhere else? Are we too focused on what is going on our own doorstep, if you like? We should also ask, though, if this thing was happening in London or Berlin, how big a deal would it be? So it's a constant state of trying to ensure a balance of coverage around the world and to not make assumptions about what people care about or what people already know. It's also not just about geopolitics and war and destruction. It's also about science, the environment, arts and sport, animal stories. I'm a big sucker for animal stories, that sort of thing. You want light and shade, a bit of chiaroscuro.
And how daunting is it? Because most news programmes have a focus to where they are. You are very much having to cover the entire world. How tricky can that be?
It can be very tricky. We are incredibly lucky, of course, because we do have correspondents around the world and we do have the language sections who cover the news in their own languages at different parts of the day, different parts of the world. And they are a brilliant source. They will get in touch with us and say, this is bubbling up and this is going to be a huge deal. We also have the very, very brilliant people at BBC Monitoring. I don't know how well you know BBC Monitoring. They listen to, read, observe news around the world in lots and lots and lots of different languages. And they are really good at saying, okay, well, in China, everybody is talking about this, or in Kazakhstan, this is becoming a big deal. And they are absolutely brilliant at sort of keeping us across what's going on and making sure that we don't become too laser focused on what's happening here, right next door to us.
And because of the very nature of the BBC World Service, you are acutely aware that as many of your listeners may be listening in New York or Singapore as they are in London, it is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job you have making this programme, isn't it, Jackie?
Very much so. Very much so. What's a weekend? I don't know what those are.
And is that a challenge? Is that a difficult thing to have to get your head around, in the sense that a 2 o'clock in the morning night shift for you could be a prime time news programme to your listeners?
Yes. We are always aware that you shouldn't be making too many time references about yesterday, today. Just sort of little linguistic ticks like that. But obviously, you know, we are talking to the parts of the world that are awake and listening. So we are, you know, it's never going to be about a nice, soothing late night show, because we can't assume that where people are listening, it's late night. So you have to bring the same energy to programmes wherever they fall in the clock.
And the BBC World Service is so unique, isn't it? I am fortunate enough to have done a bit of work on it myself. And
we loved having you, Chris. You should come back.
Well, that's very kind of you. But not sure the listeners would say the same, but still. But one thing I found fascinating was lines like, well, you need to speak a little bit more slowly than you might normally, because a lot of the people listening might not have English as their first language. There's so many different things to bear in mind.
Absolutely.
When doing a programme for the whole world, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's quite interesting. And you sort of get into the habit of doing it over a period of time, that sometimes you don't even notice that you're doing it. So, for instance, we would always do everything in metric measurements, for instance, so kilometres, not miles. Equally, however, when we're talking about sums of money, we'll talk about dollars, not euros or pounds. And it's just something that you get used to, because it's kind of a benchmark that people around the world will recognise. And yes, we do have to be sure that we're not using colloquialisms and assuming that people know what we mean by particular little phrases or clichés. We should be avoiding clichés anyway, obviously.
It must be quite satisfying for you. I mean, one of the things I love most about radio is interaction with the listeners.
Well, our listeners, I have to say, are absolutely fantastic. They are such an eclectic bunch, but the thing that they have in common is that they are interested and interesting and thoughtful and funny and appreciative. So I know that lots of people within the media will get interactions from audiences which are sometimes a little hostile, and ours just aren't. They're just nice people, which is lovely. We're kind of in this rather nice little bubble. We do the Global News podcast, as you are aware, and people do email into that a lot. They are quite fun. They will send us, they've sent us limericks. They send us photos of their pets. Hashtag Global News Pets. Do take a look. they
what
are.
Hashtag.
Yeah, so they send us pictures of their pets and they send us all sorts of things. One of the things that we found really lovely during some of the lockdowns that happened around coronavirus was that people got in touch about how they were coping, and they shared advice and they told their stories, and it was just lovely having that connection between people in Singapore and Berlin and Australia and France and the United States and Kazakhstan and Afghanistan and Pakistan, India. It was just wonderful hearing what people had to say and the advice that they shared with each other and the things that were universal. And that was lovely. They are great people, our listeners.
And we should talk about the podcast.
Let's do that.
We should.
This is the Global News Podcast from the BBC World Service. I'm Jackie Leonard, and in this edition of the Global News Podcast, recorded on Monday the 30th of August, we'll be doing something a bit different. We asked for your questions on Afghanistan, and you responded in unprecedented numbers. So we've gathered together some of the best people from the BBC to answer them.
It's celebrating 15 years.
15.
Which is... It's old for a podcast, isn't it? It's an old podcast.
Vintage.
So vintage podcast. Now, it came about through the newsroom, what we've already talked about. Talk to us a little bit about the beginning of the podcast and why you decided to put the program in podcast form.
Yes. Okay, so it started back in 2007, as you say, and it was one of these things which I think somebody quite high up, many tiers above me in management level, had been to some sort of symposium or conference or something and had heard the word podcast and thought, oh yes, we should be doing some of those. So what ended up happening was it was something that was tacked onto the end of a newsroom shift. Nobody actually really explained to us what the appeal of this was going to be, and nobody was desperately thrilled that we were going to be doing this extra thing that we thought was a bit odd. But, you know, it just became part of the working day. And at the time, a lot of us thought it was a really odd way to do news. Because for many people, certainly for me, I had kind of thought, well, the very point of radio news is that it's now.
And it's instantaneous.
Absolutely. And, you know, why would you want to listen to news that's sort of 12 hours old? That's just weird. And yet, as I was saying before, I think for a lot of people, news can be a bit overwhelming, and it's better for them, they want to be informed, but they don't want to be bombarded, to choose the time that they want to listen and to choose when they're ready to listen. And so it was something that didn't necessarily start with great fanfare or anything. I don't know if you know that Lord Reith quote when the World Service was launched way back in 1932. He launched it and said, well, the programmes will be neither very interesting nor very good, thus setting the bar quite low. And kind of when the Global News podcast started, most of the people who were involved with it were sort of, yeah, all right then, okay, and not desperately enthused by it. But it turned out that it became quite popular. I have to say as well that when it was launched and we were doing this thing at the end of a shift, the one thing I was quite confident about was that nobody higher up the food chain was really listening all the way to the end. So I would kind of make a few little wry asides, the odd joke even, towards the end, quite confident that no one was going to hear them. And then it turned out people were hearing them. So that was nice. Anyway, so basically at that point, it was largely pretty much the program. It was pretty much the newsroom program. And we took out any references that needed taking out. And we would add, as we record this podcast, if something was changing, if something was breaking and moving. But it was basically the last edition of the program, pretty much. So then Karen Martin took over our department, and very new broom and full of ideas and, you know, a big change, a big kick up the bum to anybody being complacent. She's quite a person. You've met her. So she took over and in 2018 thought, you know, it's time for a bit of an overhaul, because she could see it was doing quite well. I think it had about 9 million downloads a week or something in those days. And it was doing okay, but she felt it could do a great deal more. So a few of us sort of got together and said, okay, well, what can we do to make this more interesting and more engaging listen? So we also had the marvellous Hayley Thomas, who has since sadly been snaffled by CNN. Hello, Hayley. And also Isabella Allen. They were absolutely brilliant and tried to find new ways to make it a bit more interesting. So we started taking bits of audio from other programmes and even from other bits of the BBC just to try and change the tempo and the texture of the thing, and to try and sort of broaden the agenda and to pay attention to the fact that just because something happened to be in the headlines at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon doesn't mean it was necessarily the most compelling thing from the previous 12 hours. And perhaps we could sort of head back a little bit and pick out something which otherwise people would have missed. So it was about changing the texture and the tempo, and we got music, which was unheard of. And, you know, I think it's become a huge deal. And I love it. And I love the listeners. And we have a good interaction with the listeners. And they tell us what they like and what they don't like. And no, it's a marvellous, marvellous thing. And it's just grown and grown and grown and grown.
It has. It's become a powerhouse. It's consistently one of the BBC's most listened to podcasts. Jackie, you should explain just how popular it's become.
Okay, it's just looking at the list of the most downloaded podcast editions that there have been. Of the top 10, 9 of them are the Global News podcast. Since 2020, since the beginning of 2020 to the end of July, the Global News podcast has been downloaded 632,153,911 times.
It's astonishing.
It's quite good, isn't it?
Huge numbers. What do you put that success down to?
Oh, me, obviously. No. I think what it's down to is we try to be fair. We try to be... I think the BBC's reputation for impartiality and trying to be fair and trying to be even-handed and trying to be factual and accurate in a world of social media and fake news and alternative facts and conspiracy theories and the like, we're sort of a little oasis of 30 minutes a day, twice a day during the week, once a day at weekends, where we try to give a picture of how the world is looking from the dark parts of it to the more inspiring things, to the more uplifting stories as well. We try to have, as I was saying before, we try to have light and shade, and we try to recognise the things that our listeners are interested in and also the things that they don't know they're interested in yet. And I think that we do our best, and our listeners appreciate that, I think.
I think they do, Jackie. Thank you so much to Jackie Leonard. And just search Global News Podcast wherever you get your podcast from to learn something new about what's going on in the world. Next week, we're talking about how to take a radio show on the road, a tricky challenge in itself, particularly when your presenters are not just successful breakfast show hosts, but also part of one of the biggest dance acts in the world. That is next week. I'm looking forward to chatting to you then. Bye for now.